Okay, we'll go through the sugya quickly here, the Lishna Achrini. So again, what we had in the sugya earlier was that when you're makdish a balmum to the mizbeach, there's a potential of 5 lavim, and the Gemara listed the 5 lavim. He's dealing with Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda adds that you're also over the lav for Kabbalah's dam. Now we'll see, I mean, hopefully we'll be able to get clarity also on this, why we need these separate psukim. Ordinarily, when you have a carbon that's pasul, every step of the way is an iser. Every avoid is an iser. Why is it that by balmum, we need separate psukim for shchita, for kabbalah, for zrika? These are all components of the hakrovas carbon, where ordinarily, when you're dealing with something that's pasul, you have all of that. For instance, if somebody would be makdish a muktza to the Beis HaMikdash, right? A nevad, a carbon that's avodah zorah. So you're chayef for each avodah that you do with such a carbon. And over there, we don't need separate psukim telling us each step of the way that you're over. It's self-understood that each avodah has its own iser. For some reason, by balmum, every step of the way, the Gemara is bringing... You need a pasuk, they can all be makdash, you need a pasuk, you can all shecht it, pasuk, they can all makabal it, pasuk zrika. Why is it broken up like that? So the Gemara now wants to know where Rabbi Yosi learns it from. The Gemara says he learns it from the extra pasuk, tichsiv, umoch v'kosos, loisak rivu, zuka bolos hadam. Says the Gemara, uzrika, where does Rabbi Yosi know zrika from? Because that pasuk ordinarily is teaching us zrika. Nafkalei me'alam mizbeach. U'rabona nami typically zrika me'alam mizbeach. And they should also have an extra pasuk which would teach them Kabbalah. Hochanami. Elo loisakrivu democh lamai also. What does that pasuk teach you? Mafkinan lebomas yochid. Which means that even on a bomas yochid, there were certain tkufas where you were allowed to use a boma. When the Beis HaMikdash wasn't standing, when there was no bomas tzibur. So you were allowed to have a bamas yochid. Even at that time, you're not allowed to bring these korbanos that are bali mumim. L'Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda m'boilei l'bamas yochid. So how does he use it for Kabbalah? Einach anami. So we're back to the problem. How do we know Kabbalah's domim? Elo takrivu to Kabbalah minole. From the fact that the Torah said by a goy, miyad b'necher lo sakrivu, it's coming to teach you zu Kabbalah's hadam. The Rabbanan say it's trich. Salka daita chamina hoylu bnei noyach ein mitzuvim al elo al mechuser ever beboma dilhom. A goy who brings a korban on his own bama, we're talking about l'shem shemayim as Rashi explains. So he's allowed to bring a korban balmum. The only thing a goy can't bring is mechuser ever if the animal's missing a complete limb. So therefore dilma anan nami nekabul minhom. Maybe our gedorim will be just like theirs. Now this really is a tremendous chiddush to Gemara. The Gemara is saying that minat Torah there will be a svara that since a goy on his bama, if he was bringing a carbon on his bama, he'd be able to bring a balmum. So we would think that we would bring their carbon. That's a tremendous plea. I mean, there were, at most carbonists that were brought by the Beis HaMikdash. The Oivid, the person that's doing the Avodah, is not the Baal Karban. Although it could be, you can have a Kayan that's high of a Karban, he could do everything for himself. But Be'etzem, 90% of the Avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash were not done for oneself. So you were being Makar of a Karban for somebody else. If you were Makar of a Karban Balmum, who's Oivid the Lav? Not the Baal Karban, the Makarev. The one who's bringing the Karban is Oivid the Lav. So the Kohen that's over in the Beis HaMikdash is over a law for bringing a Baal Mum in the Beis HaMikdash. What would be the logic to say that since it's a Goy's Korban, so the Kohen are over it, wouldn't be over because a Goy in his Bama, which has nothing to do with us, a Goy in his Bama, if a Goy brought a Baal Mum, even a Mechusar Ever, in his Bama, he wouldn't be over anything either. If a Goy went and he took an animal that's missing a leg, he won't get the merit of a carbon. He won't have the benefit of bringing a carbon. But he won't be over any Yisra. Goy is not chayiv mis if he brings a mechusar eiver. Right? So a goy is not in this whole parasha b'chlal. Happens to be that if a goy brings a behemoth that's a baal mum, which is not a mechusar eiver, okay? So a goy will get ritzui. He will get a kapora from that carbon. He will get the benefit of that carbon. And by a yid, if you bring a baal mum, you don't get ritzui. But why would you think that a kohen working in the Beis HaMikdash would be allowed to bring a baal mum for a goy, and he won't be over the lav of lo sakrivu, because the goy in his bama doesn't have that. The goy in his bama has nothing. So the whole havamin, it's not a havamin, it's a maskana. You need a pasuk to teach you. Without the pasuk, you would say the koyin ha'ovid in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the koyin ha'ovid is not allowed to bring a kayetz mizbech. When they had extra money in the lishka, they brought korbanos for kayetz mizbech, just to keep the mizbech active. They brought korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. Nobody's korban. Kayetz mizbech. It's just keeping the mizbech going. And you couldn't bring a baal mum for that either. And you're over the same lav. The kohen that would do the avodah would be over the same lav of baal mum. So why would the goy's korban be different than a korban that technically has nobody who we're attributing it to? Still there's an issue to bring a korban baal mum in the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that a goy on his bummel, which is not an avodah mikdash, can bring a behemoth baal mum and get some quasi benefit from it, so that's why a kohen or avid would not be able to live. It's very unclear. That's what the Gemara says. Dilma na nami nekabel minho. Komash malon mikolel loy mikabelina. Okay. So says the Gemara, Reish Lakish comes now, and Reish Lakish has a general question on this whole idea of the Isser of being makdash a balmum in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe Maskiv la Reish Lakish, Shema lo shaninu el betam shenasa balmum. Maybe the whole din, the whole halacha that we had till now, that if you're makdash a balmum to the Beis HaMikdash, that you're over these many lavim, if you're makdash it and then you bring it and you shecht it and the whole thing, maybe that's only something which is about betam shenasa balmum. Va'oiver. We'll see what that, if that word va'oiver, if you goris that girsa. If you look at the side, the Tzayin Kedoshim says, who da oiver? He's not goris va'oiver. Which means, when are you over the lav, only a behemoth which was at one point kosher? Why? The I balmum me ikra dikla ba'almehu. Maybe if you're makdish a balmum that never had a shasa kosher, never was able to be brought, it's like a piece of wood. That's not called being makdish a balmum b'chlal for korbanos. That's like being makdish a piece of wood to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that wouldn't go into the gedder of the issur of makdish balmum. So, there are really two different ways to view what the Gemara is trying to say here. One is that the Gemara is talking about the gavra, and one is that the Gemara is talking about the cheftz. The gavra meaning, one way to look at the Gemara is saying that the person who's being makdish the balmum, if he's being makdish something that never was roy for the mizbeach, see, he never really had in mind to make a korban. Just like a person could be makdish anything that belongs to him, anything that's in his reshus, he could be makdish. So he's being makdish now an animal. But this animal, he's not being makdish as an animal for a mizbeach, he's being makdish the animal like it's a piece of wood. So then we're talking about the das of the person. The das of the person. And that's the way Rashi learns. If you take a look at Rashi, Maskif lo Reish Lakish lo ol kamahadr. Reish Lakish is going back to the beginning of the sugya. The oiver behe shemes, that a person who's makdash balmum is over these many lavim, these five lavim. Shema lo shaninu de yilke mishum lo takdishu. Maybe there's no lav being makdash elo tam shenasa balmum. Only a tam which became a balmum. Mishum de ikala meiman. Because one would say, hoyul meikor tamhu. Since originally it was a tam, the animal. Sova, afal pishen afal bimum akdishenu vakriven. It's possible for us to say that this is actually in his intent. He wants to be makdish now about mu'am for the mizbeach, because he's thinking, listen, this is something that's in the parasha of the mizbeach. Zokt Rashi, The kivon de la krova motzinu lemeim al asuke adaiti de akta sheloki. Avu balmun meikra, but a balmun from its inception, a balmun that was born a balmun, meimeima a dikla balma. It's a dikla balma. It's a piece of wood. The ikra lemeim we could say the loy osik adaiti la kruve el ledme akta sheloi loki. So Rashi seems to learn the Gemara, doesn't seem to be even debatable. Rashi seems to be saying that the hava mina here why you wouldn't get malchus is because the animal was never roi for akrova. So therefore, the person is not really intending to be makdashit for the mizbeach. So even though they're using that kind of language, the loshin is mashman of being makdashit for the mizbeach, that's not really what they're doing. That's what Rashi says. Rashi is very, 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 very difficult to understand from two different angles. One in lumdus and one in practical. Tosfos addresses the practical problem in understanding Rashi. In lumdus, it's hard to understand Rashi. Why should it make a difference if a behema was once roy or a behema was never roy? The person is being makdish something that's not roy from his beach. And he knows halacha. He knows a balmum is not roy from his beach. And he knows he's not allowed to really do this. He's doing it anyway. It's being makdish a balmum to the mizbeach. What is the difference if the behemoth was roy a year ago and grada for the last 6 months it was not roy, or the behemoth has not been roy for the last 12 months? Either way, today this animal is not roy for mizbeach. Why would that affect what you're thinking? You know you have something here that's not roy. Rashi's saying, since it's something that was once roy, so perhaps he thinks, oh, this, maybe I'm being makdish to the mizbeach. Even though behemoth, I know that today I can't bring it. I know that there's the same lav. There's absolutely no difference between a lav of being makdish something for the mizbeach, to bring to the mizbeach, something that always had a mum, and something that got a mum yesterday. It's the same lav. There's no difference in the iser. Same iser. So why would you be thinking, stop, to understand Rashi's psyche? Rashi's saying we're going into the psyche of the makdish. That a guy is being makdish something that never was roy, right? He's not thinking at all, mizbeach. Even though he's saying it, he's not really thinking it. Because he knows it was never able to be brought for a carb. But in his mind, he's thinking, if this animal was roy 6 months ago, then in his mind he is thinking of bringing it for a carb, even though he knows it's not worthy today for a carb. What's going on here? Now, Tosfos, if you take a look at the side of Tosfos, Betam Benasa Balmum, he brings down Rashi's pshat. If you look after he says Lashon Rashi, he says Vekosha. His Kosha Lav, Abenu Mar, Hechi Motzi Lumeimar, Deloyasek Adaiti Lakruve. He says, I don't understand mechanically what Rashi is saying. Forget, I'm asking the question in Svara. Tosfos is saying, I don't understand in Lomdus. In Metzias, how it's possible. Because the only way we can entertain giving somebody Malchus is if we went through Hasra. We have to go through the process. So it means we already went through that process. And he already said he knows, and he's makabel to do it anyway. So what's Rashi talking about? That's mamash a bomb. It's a bombshell on Rashi. It says, Toysus, V'koshelav v'nimar, echemotzul meimel le'asak atayti lakruve. V'alo hisru boy. They gave this man Asra. They told him the only way to give a guy Malchus, they gave him Asra. They told him, you're not allowed to do it. If you do it, you're chayev. The Yisru boy, loy sakrivu ba'mum l'mizbech, v'hu kibel olav Asra, v'amam naskin ani yoiz. The b'lav ochi loy loki. He had to go and say then, al menaskin, which by the way is machloikis rishayim. Well, we have to know why Rashi says it over here in Tosfos. So machloikis rishayim, whether you have to say al menaskin ani yoiz, by Malchus. By Misa, we know there's something called Hitir Atzmei L'Misa, which means we can only give Misa to an individual who, after we give him Asra, he says, okay, I'm being Makabel Misa. And then he does it. So in other words, it's not sufficient just to give the guy Asra by Dinei Nefashos. But by Malchus, many Rishonim hold, you don't have to do that. You just give him Asra. Some reason, Ovea Tosfos adds the point, has to be said, you have to know, Tosfos himself doesn't hold that way in other places in Shas. Know why he says it over here. So, But al kuponim, Tosis' question is gevaldik. You can't tell me that we have a suffix. In other words, the way Tosis is learning Rashi, which is clearly the simple way to learn Rashi, it seems to be what Rashi is saying, is that the only reason why we wouldn't give you malchus here is because we don't know what you were really thinking. We have reason to believe, maybe, that you were thinking not to bring it for a korban to begin with. So the problem Tosis has with that is, if we don't know what you're thinking, we can't give you malchus anyway. Even if this just became a baal mum yesterday. If we have any doubt whether you had the intention to be over the lav, we can't give you malchus anyway. So the whole thing doesn't work to learn that it's a practical thing. That's why it almost forces us to give a whole new pshat in Rashi. Even though Rashi's lashon seems to be clear, like Tosfos is learning him, that Rashi seems to be saying, we don't know what the guy's thinking. That seems to be what he's saying. So he says like this. So Tosis gives a different twist. Tosis says here, we're not talking about a case where you were makdish a baal mum. For that, there's no difference. You're makdish a baal mum that became a baal mum yesterday, or you're makdish a baal mum that happened a year ago. It wouldn't make a difference. Tosis says, what we're talking about here is, you were makdish a non-baal mum. You were makdish a tam. You will mark there something that was roi from his bech. Then it became a balmum. Then you'll be over. The loikoy rish lokish abal takdishu, ela abal taktiru va abal tazriku. He's only going on bal taktiru and bal tazriku. Vochi pirusha. Loishanu doiv abal taktiru va abal tazriku. I'm being marked to the carbon. Elok shikdisho tam vinasa balmum. The kivan, the cholol of Kedusha's Mizbech. This is very different than Rashi. Since it already got Kedusha, now it became possible, koidim shuhumam, before the mum happened, asik adaiti the chozi lakrov. Avol baal mum meyikre koidim Kedusha. Diklo baal muhud loy asik adaiti the chozi lakrov of oilok. The problem is, Tosis came up with a very creative pshat, but then he put in the same problem that Rashi had, that he had on Rashi. Tosis came with a different pshat in the sugya. Now, Rish Lakish is not discussing the lav of being makdish. Because you can't have something, you can't make a distinction between something that had a mum from before, something got a mum later. It must be that when you were makdish the animal, it had no mum at all. Then later it developed a mum. Okay. So that part is good. So Tosis could have ended there. But instead, Tosis adds, again, the asaka daite. Tosis says, and therefore, he says, since it already had a Kedushas Mizbeach, Asik Adaite L'chozi L'Akrav. So therefore, he's thinking that it is worthy for Akrav. And that's why he's bringing it. And that's why we give him Malkus. Avo Balmume Yikre Koidim Kedusha. But something which never was Roy when you were Makdish it, Dikle Baalmud Le Masik Adaite L'chozi L'Akrav Le Loki. Tosis gained nothing. Tosis' whole problem was Hasra. Tosis' whole issue was Asra. Tosis asked, how could you tell me that we're unclear about giving the guy Malkus because we don't know what he's thinking? We have Asra. We have a psychological test. The psychological test is Asra. Asra climbs into the person's head and defines what he's thinking. So we don't have any questions of what he's thinking. So what did Tosis gain now? Tosis, you know what? If Tosis' whole problem on Rashi would have been our kasha that we asked, then Tosis has a great teretz. We said we had a different problem on Rashi. What's the difference if something got a mum a week before you were makdish it, or something got a mum a year before you were makdish it? What's the difference? Today it's not roy. If that would have been Tosis' question, Tosis has a great answer. His answer is, you're right. It doesn't make a difference if something got a mum a week before you were makdish it, or a year before you were makdish it. The bottom line is, when you were makdish it wasn't roy. So Tosis, all Tosis would have to say to that, you know what? You were makdish it when it was a tam, and it became a baal mum later. And therefore, there's a distinction. If you makdish something that's a baal mum, it's nothing. It's a piece of wood. If you makdish something that's roy for the mizbeach, it's not a piece of wood. Then everything would be beautiful. But Tosis' problem with Rashi was the asik adaite. Tosis' problem with Rashi was, what are you thinking? And Tosis says, how could you say that the reason why we didn't give him malchus is because we don't know what he was thinking. We gave him a straw. So what did Tosis gain now? Tosis says, you know what? We're talking about a case you marked as something that wasn't the Baal Mum. And then it became a Baal Mum. Over there we'll give you Malkus because there we think you're really thinking to be Makrivit. Whereas if something was a Baal Mum from the beginning, you're not really thinking to be Makrivit. What do you mean? We go back to your problem, Tosis. You gave Masra? It's really a Medrash plea of his Tosis. What he's... So both Rashi are very difficult to understand, and Tosis is very difficult to understand. Besides for all of that, there's another problem with Tosis. The way Tosis is learning, when do you ever have the love of being Makdash Baal Mum? You never have it. Tosis basically is saying that it must be that when you're Makdash, in order to understand this step of the Gemara, or Shlokish, the only way they understand him is that what he's saying is that you were makdish an animal that was okay when you were makdish it. Later, a problem erupted. So if that's the case, so we're only talking about a developed mum, not a mum that was there from the beginning. So then why at all is there ever a lav of Baal Takdishu? Every case of being makdish a Baal Mum doesn't exist. Because when you're makdish a Baal Mum, the carbon is not roy. It's very schwer. That part is also very difficult. Okay. So let's move on. So this is Rish Lakish's question. Omali Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said no. Sarua v'kolut k'siv b'parasha. You cannot tell me that the Parsha Baal Mum is only talking about a Baal Mum that developed later, whether according to Rashi, developed later before you were Makdashit, according to Tosfos, developed later after you were Makdashit. Because on the list of things of the 73 mumim that passel, one of them, two of them, is Saruah v'kolot. Saruah v'kolot are birth defects. Saruah means that the limbs are not the same size, and that's a birth defect. And kolot means the animal was born without the hooves weren't properly split. That's also a birth defect. That's not developed. It says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chiya, Bar Yosef, Saruah v'kolot, k'siv b'parasha. Bahani Bali Mumim may card him. Those Mumim are always there. Omar le Shemalo Shaninu Ella Bitmura. New twist. Says the Gemara, a new question. You're right. The possibility of saying that we're only talking about something that got a developed Mumim is not possible. Because we know the Torah said it beferish. The Torah spoke about Mumim that are inherent, that have to be there from the beginning. So it has to be, we're talking about all kinds of Mumim. My original question, why don't we look at it like a piece of wood? Why don't we look at it like a dikla ba'alma? Says a different answer. He says, maybe, shemalo shaninu ela b'tmura. Maybe we're talking about tmura. By tmura, it's possible to have these lava. Why? By tmura, it's possible to be makdish something which is a baal mum. Because we find that there's a halacha that tmura is chal on a baal mum. Tmura is chal from a Baal Mum, on a Baal Mum. Tmura is chal by a Baal Mum. So maybe the case that it'll be over is this case with his tmura. The Tanan, choymer b'tmura mi b'zevach. Shekein kedusha cholo a Baal Mum kavua. Ordinarily, if you go over to an animal that has a mum, right, a mum that's not curable, a permanent mum, and you makdish it for a mizbeach, it's not chal the kedusha. The kedusha doesn't work. It's not roy to be chal. By tmura, it is a separate halacha. That tmura is chal on a baal mum. So if you take a behemoth that was an oiler, I'm talking about a regular oiler, kosher oiler, you go and you make tmura on a baal mum, the halacha is that baal mum gets kedusha's mizbeach. Can't bring it for a korban, but it has kedusha's mizbeach on it. Right? So, Rish Lakish is saying, maybe that's the only case where you're chayev for this idea of being makdish to Baal Mum. Because tmura is chal on Baal Mum. Omer Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon says no. Lo yishmi lachad omer Rav Yanai b'chabura nimnu v'gomru ha-makdish Baal Mum l'gabi mizbeach oiver mishum chamish ha-shemes. Yo oiver chamish ha-shemes. And if we're talking about Tmura, it's six lava. Because you have Tmura on top of it. The Ikonami lava the Tmura. You also have the lava of Tmura. So if you're talking about a case of Tmura, there's an additional lava, the lava of Tmura. So if you're telling me that the whole case where you have these multiple lava is only a case where it's also Tmura, then there should be six lava. Elamai, so we go back to the problem, Balmume Yikwe Amai Loki Dikla Balmahu. We go back to our question, Dikla Balmahu. Now again, if we reanalyze it, how did Rashi learn Dikla Balmahu? What was the issue? The issue of Dikla Balmahu was that we don't know what you're thinking. Right? You'll see that the Gemara's answer is almost impossible to understand. The way we were learning Rashi, the Gemara's answer is almost impossible to understand. Says the Gemara, Omale dikla lavzi la milsa. By a dekel, if you makdish a dekel from Mizbeach, it's not a bizoyan. Why? Min eitzimu. It's a type of wood. There's no bizoyan. The bizoyan is that you took something that could have been better. You took an animal that was a balmum. You could have taken this species, and it could have been better. Could have been roy for the Mizbeach. Instead, you took something that was not roy. It's a bizoyan. Therefore, the akdish, that's the problem. Kiva the shavik tamim v'akdish balmum mechaya. What do you mean? The whole problem that we had here was, according to Rashi, we're not sure what you're thinking. So what's the answer? More than answer the question. Question was, again, Dikla Ba'alma, the question was, perhaps this is what the person is thinking in his mind. We can't give you Malkus, because we don't know what you're thinking. The Gemara says, one second. The answer to that question is that, no, this, you know why we give you Malkus? Because Dikla Ba'alma, you didn't do anything bad. Because after all, you were Makdish something which in no way can be Roy from his Bech. So you didn't desecrate Hektish by doing what you did. By a behema, you could have done something which is roi for the mizbeach, and you didn't. That's the problem we have with you. That doesn't answer the question. Question was, you're not trying to do an issur at all. Our question was not to try to understand the severity of the issur. You follow? In other words, if our problem was, if the Gemara was asking, which this couldn't have been the question either, but if the Gemara's question would have been, why do we give you Malkus? You didn't do anything so bad. What's so bad what you did? Just like if you makdish wood for the Mizbeach, we wouldn't give you Malkus. So you took something which is not Roy, and you makdish, it's not so bad. If that would have been the Gemara question, the Gemara gave a good answer. The Gemara's answer, no, this is very bad. Shame on you. That, if that's the whole issue, we're dealing, oh, shame on you. You know why it's shame on you? Because you went ahead and you were makdish something which could have been a carbon. And it wasn't. When you makdish wood, there's no havam in it. It's not roi for a carbon. But now you took something that could have been a carbon. And yet, because of its blemish, it couldn't be brought as a carbon. You mavazer the beis hamikdash. You mavazer the mizbeach. That makes sense. If that was the question, that makes sense. That's the answer. It wouldn't make any sense to ask such a question. Because if the Eibishter gives a lav, if the Rebbeinu Shlom says that if you machal Shabbos, you chayev skilu, we don't say, well, what did you do already? You didn't do anything. That's a lot. So obviously that wouldn't make sense that would have been the question. But if that would have been the question, I understand the answer. But that wasn't the question. Rashi said the question of the Gemara was that when you makdish something which is a baal mum from the beginning, so Rashi says, you're not thinking. It's more than not toifus. Rashi doesn't learn it's an issue of not toifus. Rashi says, Loi asik adaite de likrave. And it's not toifus because the Eibishter said it's not toifus. It doesn't do with asik adaite. But Rashi says, Loi asik adaite, see, gotta be here for the first 15 minutes. I know Brooklyn, it's a big trip, helicopter, whatever it is, but the first 15 minutes are critical. The asik adaite, what Rashi is saying, is that you're not thinking that you're doing anything wrong. You never had in mind to put it onto Mizbeach. That was Toysus' whole problem with Rashi. What did we gave you, Hasra? That was Toysus' whole problem with Rashi. Really, I'm not even asking here. I'm trying to begin to answer. I'm trying to prove from the Gemara's final Ukimta that it can't be that that's what Rashi meant in the beginning. Because if that's what Rashi meant at the beginning of the Gemara never answered the question. If the Gemara's question in the beginning was that you're not really thinking to do something wrong because it's not Roy, then the Gemara didn't really answer that question. That question can still be asked. And if you look over here, Rashi doesn't seem to change anything. Look at the end of the Gemara, Balmum Ika Beminai, two lines before the bottom of the daf. Says Rashi, Roy Lemizbeach. It's Roy for the Mizbeach. And therefore he says, the Kivon de Ika Beminai Roy Ika Bizoyan, Kivon de Shavak Midi. The Chozi Va'aktish Midi de Loy Chozi. Since he left something which was Roy, and he was makdish something which was not Roy. Again, that does b'chlal get back to the problem that we had at the beginning of the sugya. Okay. So what's the answer to that question?
So Tysus is right.
Forget Tysus for a second. What's the Gemara's answer to that question?
That it's not a dikla. In other words, a dikla starts off. The best it could be is a dikla. It can never be a carbon. A carbon that comes, that can be a dikla.
It can't be. No, the maskana is that even an animal that was always a balmum, it's a problem.
Correct.
Why?
A
it's like a dikla. What's he thinking? We still have the problem. The guy, Rashi explains, the guy is thinking that this is never going to be a karma. My das is not to bring it as a karma. If that's what the guy is thinking, what's the Gemara's teretz? It's a bizoyan. That doesn't address the issue, Bechlau. The problem is that the answer, not only is the answer insufficient, the answer, Bechlau, doesn't address the question. The question was not, what you did wasn't bad enough. The question was, you're not having the right intention to be over the lav. The answer is what? It's a bad thing. Okay, but I'm not thinking about that. The question was, I'm not thinking about that. The answer is what? It's a bizoyan. I'm not thinking about that. The problem here is that the Gemara Mamish Lagamri, the way Rashi learns the beginning of the Gemara at the end is completely ignoring the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara is going on a total new approach. Okay. Now, in the lava being Makdash Balmum, we're going to have to leave the conclusion for next week because I have another Simcha now to go to. Just want to at least get the issues here. So again, we had an issue in understanding Rashi. Because Rashi, we didn't understand, number one, what's the difference if the animal had a mum from the beginning, or the animal had a developed mum. Either way, if at the time you were makdash, it wasn't Roy, it should be the same. That was number one. Number two, we had Tosfos' problem on Rashi. It can't be that we don't know what the guy's thinking, because we gave him Asra. If we didn't give him Asra, there wouldn't have been Malkus anyway. That was our second problem. Then we had Tosfos' approach. Tosfos' answers that we're talking about a case where it had a mum from the beginning. But it had a mum, I'm sorry, developed mum, it was kosher at the beginning. When you were makdish, it was kosher. So that was very good. Tosfos, obviously, we could learn the Gemara completely different. Tosfos is actually learning that something that had a mum from the from its original, even not it was born, from the time of Hekdash, it had a mum. That's not even something that was ever roi for the Mizbeach. So that is equivalent. That's more like you're saying. That's equivalent to being makdish wood to the mizbeach. That's nothing. That's not you're not looking at a carbon at all. That's Tosfos' issue. Tosfos says on that the Gemara answers we're talking about something that actually got a mum after it was mukdash. But then Tosfos goes into the same hole by saying, and now we don't know what you're thinking. But when you're putting it on the mizbeach, maybe you're really thinking that it was roy for the mizbeach. Or maybe you're thinking it was never roy for the mizbeach. Fight the Tosfos goes into the same issue. We don't know what you're thinking. So Tosfos could say the same thing. He gave Masra. The same question he's asking on Rashi, he could ask on himself. The conclusion of the Gemara, L'chaira doesn't seem to work not according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos. Anybody who's going to learn that the beginning of the Gemara had anything to do with we don't know what you're thinking, we're not going to give you Malkus because we don't know if you're thinking to be over what the Torah said. So what's the conclusion? The conclusion is there's a difference between a dekel and a carbon balmum. A dekel is something that's never roy to be a carbon. Because of its inherent what it is. Because of its inherent being, it's not roy. And therefore on that there's no bizoyan. You didn't do anything bad. Whereas when you mock the shabal mum, you did do something bad. Again, that's not at all addressing the issue that because we don't know what you're thinking. We weren't addressing what you were doing wrong. The Gemara in conclusion seems to only be talking about what's wrong. Halachically, what is the difference between a dekel and a behemah? It's hard to even understand that the Gemara and a Havamina, that they should be the same. But the Gemara at the end seems to be only addressing what is the difference between the gravity of the chet, of being makdish something that's not able to be put on the mizbech, that's living, and being makdish something for the mizbech, that's not roi for the mizbech, that's not living. And that the Gemara says, well, a living thing could have been a carbon. And therefore, it's a bigger bizoya. That doesn't address any of the issues that we had. Not vis-a-vis Rashi, not vis-a-vis Tosfos. Doesn't address the issue at all. Now, there's another separate component here, and that is, there's something called a mum oiver, and there's something called a mum kavua. For some reason, that we didn't seem to be addressing that in the Gemara. Right? It seems to be that everything is the same. As long as something has a mum, we didn't seem to make a distinction between if it's a mum oiver or it's a mum kavu, except according to one girsa in the Gemara had the word oiver in there, but that girsa was taken out. So, but if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch says, by Mitzvah Reish Pehe, when he talks about the din of Balei Mum, he says, the dinei ha-mitzvah, and he goes on and he says, the dinei ha-mitzvah is noyeg b'chol mokom, b'schorim v'nekevus. Over here he doesn't address the issue of goyim versus yidden. Puts everything together. If you look at the chinuch, by Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Beis, over there he gets much more specific. And over there he says as follows. Over there he's talking about not to be makar of a balmum of a goy. Right? Over there he says, Zheloi noima acharei shehu akum nakriv ba'adei balmum. He says, you shouldn't think that we could bring a balmum for him. And he goes on to say, midine ha-mitzvah shomumun ha-mum ha-poisim b'korbanenu, kigon ha-ayin gimul mumim ha-yuduim. He says, the 73. There are 73 mumim which are permanent, and there are two mumim which are oiver. The chinuch makes a point of saying it's only the 73 where you're not allowed to bring for a goy. He says over there, kegoyin ayin gimel mumim ayiduim psulim bom b'mashen akabel mehem. So again, the chinuch seems to be saying that a mum oiver is not applicable to a goy. Only the 73 permanent mumim. And although it's a weak, I would agree that it's a weak, it's a diuk. But I wouldn't necessarily put finality on this diyuk. But if you look on the Rabbeinu Gershon in our sugya, where the Gemara says there's a havamin on a goy's korban, there won't be an Issur Balmum, which we said is very difficult to understand. The Issur Balmum is on the one who's bringing the carbon. Not on the owner of the carbon, but the one who's doing the akrova. Why would you think on a goy's carbon we don't have an Issur akrova? So look at the Rabbeinu Gershon, where the Gemara says, Kamash Malon. So Rabbeinu Gershon says clearly, Elo mum kavua lo makrevinon af minayu lo nekabel. He puts in the words mum kavua. So once you see that the Chinuch uses this language, and the Rabbeinu Gershon says it more specifically, that only mum kavua, this is again the Divrei HaMaskil, it's a couple of lines before the Rabbeinu Gershon gets wide, where it says, Kamashwan mikaleilu ki anan, ma anan dumya democh v'kosos deloy mechusar ever, elo mum kavua lo makrevinon af minayu loy nekabel. He clearly states that a mum oiver, we would. Now this is even more difficult, because halachically there is absolutely no difference between a mum kavu and a mum oiver at the time of the hakrov. If you're makrev a bal mum oiver, or you're makrev a bal mum kavu, you're oiver this or bal mum, what would be the logic to say, we were having difficulty understanding how you can isolate a goy from the parasha bal mum, when we're going to be oiver the lav, not the goy. We're going to be oiver the lav bal mum. Why would we isolate it? But even if we could swallow that, now the Rishonim are making it more difficult. Because they're saying that actually, even according to the Maskana, there's a difference between a Goy and a Jew. A Goy's carbon, you're going to be chayev only if it has a permanent mum. And if it has a mum, which tomorrow will go away, even though right now it's a bona fide mum. It's a mum deraisa right now. But since it's going to go away tomorrow, it's okay. What kind of pshat is that? It's the same Isser. Why should there be a distinction? So I think this will really shed light on the whole Indian here of Balmum. What I will ask the Eilim for next week is we're going to finish the Sugya Mitzvah Shem till the Mishnah. We'll try to tie everything together here with Balmum and get clarity. What is the Isser Balmum and how it applies to Yidden versus Goyim? I will also ask you to look up the Chazon Ish. Over here in the sugya, we'll post it on the site, in Simen Lamed Aleph. The Chazon Ish is found in Simen Lamed Aleph, and it's Ois Dalet in the Chazon Ish. And I would also like, if it's possible, to look up the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. And if you have access, we will try to post it to the Brisker Rav. There's a Brisker Rav on Kotshim, and they call it the stencil. You know, the printed Brisker Rav on Shas, what he has to say in our sugya on this Inyan of Mum. We'll try to post that as well. Okay. Kol Tov.